Southwark News, Thursday, March 27, 2014. Police van catapulted into air. Car passenger tells of fear at moment of collision. A police riot van was catapulted into the air and thrown 100 feet down a road after it crashed with a small hatchback in Bermondsey on Monday, leaving 5 injured. One terrified woman, who was in the car as it was spun 180 degrees by the impact, was still in hospital yesterday with a suspected bleed from her spleen into her stomach. The 29-year-old said, "It was very scary. I saw them coming towards us, so I moved away to stop any injury to my head." Her boyfriend, who was in the car with her, was in his 30s, was discharged the day before. Speaking to the news, a witness said the van flew more than 6 feet into the air. "We could have stood underneath it," said Alex Mugis, 23. Mr. Mugis ran to open the back door of the van and pulled 3 dazed and confused officers out, he said. It was thought to have been travelling under blue lights and responding to an emergency as it drove east along Jamaica Road at 1 p.m. The car was moving north from Southwark Park Road across the junction when the collision took place. The van had slowed down and appeared to approach cautiously, Mr. Mugis added. The police driver, as well as the 2 occupants of the car, was taken to hospital after the crash. None of them were thought to have suffered life-changing injuries. 2 bystanders were also treated for minor injuries. The accident and the clear-up caused traffic jams in Bermondsey and Rotherhithe until late into the night, with several bus routes redirected. It has now been referred to the Independent Police Complaints Commission while traffic officers investigate. A spokesperson said on Monday that no arrests had been made. Bystanders were confused to see a number of plainclothes officers running into the Kirby estate around 10 minutes after the crash. However, police said they were responding to an unconnected report of a phone snatch.